Welcome to WGXC 90.7 FM. I'm Loretta.
Hi, it's Loretta.
It's Tuesday.
Hey.
Hi. How are you?
You know, I'm okay. It's been like kind of a rough couple of days.
It's been mediocre for me.
Yeah. You know,
slow internet. A lot of slow internet. That's always rough. I wish we could
FWP.
See your face. Like over the radio, I wish they could see it.
Can they hear my face?
They could.
Can they hear the face I'm making? That
can.
Slow internet is making your life mediocre.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you looking? What are you looking at?
What am I always looking at when I'm on
Jensen
the radio?
Is that Jensen Ackles?
No, it's Chris Evans.
Captain America, Chris Evans.
Mom, if I say Chris Evans, you kind of have to assume I'm talking about Captain America, Chris Evans.
There's a lot of guys named Chris, and even though I'm getting up to speed on this, I'm not totally there all the time.
What people were blogged for me. I'm not like stalking pictures of Chris Evans.
Maybe you ought to be doing this this queuing thing all the time.
What queuing thing?
Didn't you do this queuing thing?
Oh, well, that's just in case I like go off for a couple days. It's like you have backup and it'll post for you.
So tell people, like, what have you been blogging lately?
Marvel. And Star Trek.
Marvel and Star Trek.
Basically, yeah.
So your passions have shifted lately.
They
Isn't
have.
That right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Used to be Supernatural. Do people remember how much you used to talk about Supernatural on your radio show?
I remember how much I used to talk about Supernatural on my radio show. I'm really into music now, too. Lots of different music. My music taste has changed quite a bit.
It has changed quite a bit. You're still not really into indie.
Yeah, I am.
A little bit.
A little bit. More than I was before.
Tourist is kind of indie.
Yeah, I like them. I like Tourist.
Youth Lagoon?
Yeah, they're.
They're kind of indie.
MGMT.
They're
indie.
They're a little indie.
They're indie.
They're pretty pop. Pretty far off the indie.
They're indie.
Tip into pop.
They're not pop. MGMT isn't pop, and I will stand by my opinion.
They're also on a major label.
So?
Well, indie used to stand for bands being on independent labels.
Yeah, but...
Used to. I know it doesn't really anymore.
Yeah. Nothing really is going on with me lately.
There's something to talk about, but it's kind of sad.
What?
Well, you know, your grandmother died.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah.
Your dad's mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I tell people a little about her?
Mm-hmm.
Her name was Helen Gerson. She was 88 years old. She was going to be 89 next year. She had dementia. Like, can you talk about, like...
No.
Do you remember her before dementia?
Yes, I do.
And what do you remember of her?
Well, I mean, she was really kind. She dealt with a lot of stuff for me. I was a difficult kid. I am currently a difficult kid. She doesn't deal with me anymore, but, you know, I'm still a difficult kid, but, you know... yeah.
What do you mean she dealt with a lot of stuff from you?
She was patient, you know. You know what I mean?
Not really.
Yeah, you do. You spent time with her too. She was a very patient person.
Hmm. Well, I guess patient isn't the word that comes to mind when I think of her. Like,
no.
First of all, she was kind of a zinger queen.
Yeah, well, I had to get it from somewhere.
She, like, would let loose with a zinger at a holiday gathering, and just, like, the entire room would be like, because she would nail it. She's pretty great with a zinger.
Yeah.
The other thing I remember...
Is that where I get my sarcasm from?
I think you get it from both sides of the family.
I think dad's side of the family is a bit more sarcastic. Just a bit.
Yeah, you're right. They're a bit more sarcastic. Just little bit. And I mean, can you remember like anything in particular she ever gave you or anything she ever did, like a story to tell? So it's not just something general, but something specific.
I literally can't remember what I did yesterday. So that's probably...
Okay, you know what she used to do when you were really little?
What?
I can't tell the story because it's embarrassing.
Yeah, you can't. Good point.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Okay. But the nice things she did for me were...
The nice things she did for me were... It's improper grammar, Mom.
The nice things she did for me were... It was like the first time I went to her house that she had chopped liver, I went like totally insane. I've always loved liver. It's a really weird thing about me. So she had chopped liver and I like just went insane. And then for the next like 15 years, every time I went to her house, she had chopped liver on the table. Like she just always had chopped liver for me every time. Like there might have been twice in 15 years that she didn't have chopped liver. And I would get there and she would be like, they didn't have it. It was like, I wouldn't even have to ask. I would walk in and I'd just sort of stand there and she'd be like, they were out of it. It was really sweet. It was really sweet that she did that. And I remember when you were a baby, and this part of it isn't embarrassing. Like when you were a baby, like I was exhausted all the time.
I bet.
Kind of like I am now.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference was we would go over to your grandmother's house, Nana's house, and I would just like crash on the couch. And it was like the part of my life where I didn't have to do anything. I would just lay down on her couch and just lay there. And she would make dinner and she would do everything. And she was like, you know, cooking and wisecracking. And I was just like a zombie on her couch. And it felt really good. She took good care of everybody.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, one other thing about her. She gave us Wildwood.
Yeah, that's true.
She, when you were 1 year old, she gave us a trip to Wildwood. She came with us. She rented a place. We all went. And then we've only not gone. There was 1 year that we all didn't go. But since you were 1 year old, we've gone to Wildwood since then every summer.
Get this fruit.
What?
It's blue.
Why?
It's blue fruit.
You're on Tumblr while I'm talking. Yeah. It's your radio show.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt you.
So anyway, she died, and I'm kind of sad about it. And I'm gonna miss her.
Yeah. She's gonna be missed.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to talk about her?
Well, we started watching the first Iron Man last night.
Yeah, that didn't go well with you, did it?
Well, it did. I've tried to tell you that on nights, like most nights, I have to start, like if I start a movie at like 9 o'clock, I last for exactly 20 minutes. Like
it's chronic.
There's very,
it doesn't matter when you start it. She'll last 20 minutes.
No, if I start it at 6 and I like it, I can make it through. But if I start a movie at 9 o'clock, I've got a 20-minute timer.
Mm.
So we made it through 20 minutes of the first Iron Man. What was with that suit? Is the suit going to get better later in the movie?
Of course it will.
Now what are you doing?
What does it look like?
You're distracted.
Yeah, I'm always distracted.
Plus you're eating.
It's just a mint. It doesn't count. What? You can't get crumbs all over the studio if it's a mint.
Do you think they can see your face?
All right, I'm going to play some music.
All right.
Here's Sleeping with a Friend by Neon Trees.
Neon Trees, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was that other song? Animal. That was the hit.
Sleeping with a Friend by Neon Trees.
I like that band.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked Animal.
I like that too.
I remember Animal was when you first started listening to pop radio.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the only songs I liked
mm-hmm.
on pop radio.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we just don't have a lot to talk about today.
I think that's the case. We can usually talk about TV or something, but I'm not into the same TV shows anymore.
I'm not. I haven't been watching Breaking Bad.
You never watched Breaking Bad.
I did when it came on.
You did?
Yes. I've tried to tell you that. We watched like 4 or 5 episodes, 6. Kind of lost interest.
I love it. I think it's really interesting. It's convinced me not ever to do drugs, so I think that's a good thing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Definitely don't want to end up like that.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Thought you'd say that.
So in the list of things for me to worry about, I can move that from the worry to don't have to worry column.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
So I've got like 30 in the worry column, and now I've got 1 in the no worry column.
I think you've got at least 3 in the don't worry column.
I have to worry about?
Teen pregnancy.
Can I tell you something? Those were the 2 words that came into my mind.
Yeah.
Teen pregnancy.
You really don't have to worry about me and teen pregnancy. Basically, the only person I'm attracted to is like
Sebastian Stan,
an ex-Soviet warrior, and he lives in a fictional universe. So you really don't have too much to. I don't think you should be too concerned.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, those are 2 big ones.
Yeah.
Meth addict and teen pregnancy.
Neither of those are happening.
That's
reassuring.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Great.
Let's think. What else do you not have to worry about me doing? I probably won't be a serial killer.
You know,
is that still in your worry column?
Even serial killers are loved by their mothers. So,
well,
I mean,
that's reassuring. I'll keep that in mind.
So if you do go that route, I'll probably be like the person in the courtroom being like, but she meant well.
Every rose has its thorns.
Every thorn has its rose. Okay, serial killer. Okay, so, those are 3 good ones.
Yeah, those not going to do any ones. Of those.
Yeah, all right. Well, okay, I'll take it. I'll take what
Here
I can
some
get.
Things you do have to worry about still. I do still want to go skydiving. That's still one of my wishes.
Can you just not tell me about it?
Yeah, sure.
Just don't tell me.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Mom. Just gonna go to the library today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just don't tell me.
I won't even mention it.
Yeah, that's great. What I don't know?
Yeah.
Skydiving.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the worry column.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. We're okay. Got that. Anything else you want to talk about on the radio that I need to worry about?
Not really.
Oh. What about me?
Does anything have to worry about that you'll do?
Yeah. Does anything about me worry you?
Yeah. You'll work yourself to death. You've got like 10 minutes of free time per week if you're lucky.
I think that's pushing it. Well, actually, you know, 20 and then I fall asleep.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
if I'm not, I'm like a shark. If I'm not moving, I die.
Okay.
Maybe that metaphor was a little strong, but you get the drift.
I don't really like comparing you to a shark, but all right.
Talk about worry.
Yeah.
So, hey, something I meant to mention to you a while ago. I got a lot of comments. Remember the radio show where you talked about opting out from the state tests?
Mm-hmm.
I got quite a few comments from people who heard that show and were very, very psyched and impressed by how well, not only that you were standing up for yourself at the age of 14, but that you had thought it through to, you know, that you were being very sophisticated about the way you thought it through.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, yeah.
So I just wanted to point that out. You had some people listening and they were really impressed.
It's always good.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's a good thing. Hey, you know what song I really, really want to hear today?
Tourist.
What? I love that one. I'd love to hear that one, but I really want to hear that Sky Ferreira song again. I blame myself.
Can we play that next time?
Can we please hear it today?
Why don't you play it on your show?
I only do like one show a month these days. Like, I hardly ever do radio shows.
But yours is 2 hours.
Don't you like that song?
Actually, that would mean we have the same amount of time. Look at that. We're getting even.
One thing I have to worry about is how smart you are.
I'm going to take that as a compliment. All right. You've got a show too. Come on.
You like that song.
I love that song, but I like these songs better.
All right, play what you're going to play. It's your radio show.
Right. Here is I Want You So Bad I Can't Breathe by OK Go.
Oh, this is a good one.
So Bad I Can't Breathe by OK Go.
The band famous for the treadmill video.
I love that video.
It's a really famous video. They do very clever videos. Also famous for a guy in the band had a staring contest with a Muppet.
That's incredible.
What?
That's incredible.
Yeah, that's a good like clip to look up. So how's the old dashboard on Tumblr, Loretta?
Good.
As you scroll wildly through.
Got some Bucky Dane DeHaan.
Some Bucky what?
Bucky and Dane DeHaan.
Dane DeHaan?
He was in a movie with, well, he's in Spider-Man. He plays Harry Osborn, and he's in a movie with Harry Potter. What's the guy's name? Daniel Radcliffe. He was in a movie with Daniel Radcliffe.
Dane DeHaan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got some Dane DeHaan going on?
Don't say that. That's him.
Kind of got a Leo look going.
I was thinking that too. He looks a lot like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, he's got that. He looks a little younger.
Isn't Detective whistling?
Yeah.
Okay, anything else?
So tell everybody how many followers you have on Tumblr.
I don't want to.
Oh.
It's not a lot compared to some people's, and I don't want to tell them.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
I should have known that because you were talking about it off the radio, and then you didn't voluntarily bring it up on the radio.
Yeah. It's under 1,000, so.
You're going to make it. You added like 3 followers since we started the show.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right. So, anything else on your mind?
Nah. What about you? What do you want to talk about?
This is a little crass.
What?
This is a little crass, but I want to bring it up anyway.
Does it have to do with something I did? Will it embarrass me?
No.
Make me uncomfortable?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a different kind of crass.
Go for it.
I want to plug my shows this weekend.
What?
I have 2 shows this weekend.
Okay.
I'm doing a show with my band.
Another follower. Go on.
Ding. It's like an angel getting their wings. I have a band called the Shomer Formation.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're doing a show at BSP Lounge in Kingston on Friday night. This Friday, April 25th at 8:30 p.m. You can see the Shomer Formation in Kingston. And on Saturday at 10:30 p.m., we're playing at the Low Beat in Albany. And I think that's going to be it for a while. Like, the Shomer Formation isn't going to play for a few months because Eric, my bass player, is actually like kind of famous and successful. And he can't always be sitting around being my bass player. He has to go off and be himself. And Amy, the guitar player and keyboardist, is also kind of fabulous and with her own career, and so we're not going to be doing shows for a while.
Oh no.
All right, so we got 2 this weekend, so I'm plugging my own shows on your radio show. That's why I said it was a little crass.
That's not really crass.
A little. All right, that's it. I'm out of topics.
Clint Barton. Let's talk about Clint Barton.
Clint Barton is Hawkeye?
Clint Barton is Hawkeye.
Jeremy Renner?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting there.
I love Jeremy Renner, but I think my favorite is the comic book version of him.
Really? Mm-hmm. How are they different?
He acts... The comic book version of him is basically a college student, but really good with arrows. He's literally... He acts exactly like a college student. You should see some of these comics.
I should.
Yeah. They're really good. And then there's Kate Bishop, who I love.
You know, when I'm not reading, like, Moby Dick and Natsume Soseki, I should be reading Marvel Comics.
Yeah, there you go.
Kate Bishop, who's she?
The other Hawkeye.
What?
There's 2 Hawkeyes in the comics.
Really?
Yeah. Like, obviously, she's not in the movies. I don't think.
Okay.
I mean, not in the ones that I've seen, but yeah. Let me show you a picture.
We got to go.
We do?
Yeah. The show is over they're getting more strict about how long we can, like, you can't just run over anymore.
Oh, jeez. Well, that's quite. Okay. Here is Your Girl by Tourist.
Bye, Loretta.